received at 6:07 a.m.
Oh, Glenn, sending me a little texty saying you're up early. Well, sorry, my friend. I think I'm up earlier. Done my first appointment at 4:30 a.m. That's right, Glenn, 4:30. You know why? Because that's all the time I've got. I said to him, you can see me at midnight Monday night, 4:30 a.m. Tuesday morning. On my next appointment will be Friday afternoon at 3. What do you want to do? And they went, Tuesday morning at 4:30. I said, done. So I've just done my first appointment, listing appointment, Glenn. And I'm now signed a contract at 6:15. I'm actually running 5 minutes late. Yes, so there you go. There you go, Glenn. Busy times. Busy times indeed. But it's all good. Sold 3 properties yesterday. 3 properties yesterday. That's nice, isn't it? I like selling. 2 of them were hard cases, too. 2 of them weren't homes that I was struggling with a bit, so I'm very happy with that. Very happy, Glenn. You always like to get those hard ones away. That makes it even more better. And for astounding prices, both of them. Just prices that I honestly didn't think that sellers would get. So, fantastic stuff. I don't know what you're up to, all up nice and early and sending me text messages and doing whatever you're doing. But I'm going to watch the sun come up again. And I've got a full day of appointments too, Glenn. You'll be lucky to catch me until my last appointment tonight finishes probably 10 p.m. I reckon from about 10 p.m. you might get me. You might also get me, depending on how long this takes. My next appointment's not until 8, so I might catch me sort of between 7 and 8, potentially. But anyway, give me a ring, we'll have a yarn and talk soon. Thanks, mate. Bye.